And unfortunately, that's only 3 points. So not only are you below the winning threshold, you're into the punishment zone here, Mary. You know,
okay.
You know what that means? I do have to punish you. It's federal law. We're a federally licensed facility. I follow the law on this show. And so today we go to, I can't speak for everybody, but I got to call her my favorite Asian singer. Her name is Wing. You'll notice the tempo is just a little slow.
I do hear that.
And that's a guy imitating Eddie Van Halen's guitar. Now here's Wing to sing.
Little Wing, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, rather disappear. The fire in this eye and the words are really clear. So baby, just baby.
You know, tempo doesn't matter that much.
Are you
crying, Uncle Mary?
I am. I feel so bad. I apologize to all your listeners, and my ears have started to bleed. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Let's go on to our next contestant. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Yeah, sure. I own a creative reuse center called Upcycle Treasure Box in South County.
Okay. A creative reuse center.
Correct.
That's a great category of business I'd never heard of before. Let's see what category you would like to reuse for the very first time. We have you been paying attention? Sci-fi remakes, or our new third category, This Week in History.
Oh, let's do This Week in History.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Jenny. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the first artificial satellite launched 60 years ago this week by the Soviet Union?
Pass.
Who became the first U.S. president to deliver a televised address from the White House 70 years ago this week?
Roosevelt.
Harry Truman. What became the first movie rated NC-17 this week in 1990? Was it Boogie Nights, Henry and June, or Sex, Lies, and Videotape?
Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Henry and June. In 1970, which classic rocker died at age 27 as she was putting the finishing touches on her album, Pearl?
Pass.
What was the name of the Egyptian president who was assassinated on this day in 1981?
Oh, pass on that, too.
Okay. We need that Soviet satellite.
Sputnik.
I'm gonna give you 1 point for Sputnik because you said it at the bell and because I kind of felt sorry for anybody who picks the category and then whiffs completely. So, yeah, it was Sputnik, and it was Janis Joplin who was making the album Pearl when she died at age 27, and Anwar Sadat was the assassinated Egyptian president. So you got that one lone point for Sputnik, Jenny, and that means I had to punish you as well.
Don't wanna see no button. You are not the top, better do what you can, so pretty. But you are not the big, gently. No one wants to be defeated. So, in then, how funky and sure is your fight?
What? What?
Who is wrong or right?
No, you're wrong, Wing. You're wrong, trust me. Jenny, I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's move on to our third contestant now. That's you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Good. Just take your 5 seconds and exploit the public airwaves.
You know, I've got nothing to say except for hello to my lovely wife.
Go ahead.
Hello, lovely wife.
Who has no name?
No.
Okay.
She has no name.
Wow. Okay.
She's listening, so I got a smirk.
All right. Category. Oh, she's with you right now?
Of course.
Okay. Have you been paying attention? Sci-fi remakes, or our new third category, sports and showbiz?
Oh, I guess we'll try the have you been paying attention category.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was released from the Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada Sunday? That's correct. A company called Hyperloop One wants to build a high-speed transportation system between St. Louis and what two other Missouri cities?
Kansas City, and the other one I didn't hear, so I'd say probably Columbia.
That's correct. Which tech company's 2013 data breach, thought to affect 1 billion accounts, actually affected 3 billion accounts?
Equifax?
No, it's Yahoo. Which character from a classic board game photobombed the CEO of Equifax as he testified to Congress this week?
Mr. Top Hat or Top Ham or whatever it is.
From what game?
Monopoly.
That's correct. In which state is pro-life advocate Tim Murphy resigning from Congress after allegedly asking his mistress to have an abortion? Yes, it is Pennsylvania. And that means you've got the 5 and the 4 and the 2 and the 1. And that's a total of 12 points, Mike. You're a winner.
Hey, thank you very much.
Congratulations. Hang on. Tell Robert which prize you'd like, and then you and your wife can have a nice weekend together.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good night.
Is she high-fiving you right now?
I just did get a high-five, yes.
I had a feeling I heard that. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's contestant number 4. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Schneider TV for all your TV repair needs, 428-4800.
Okay. Have you been in the business a long time?
My entire life.
So you go back to the days where people had to bring in tubes to be tested.
As a boy, yes.
Yeah. You know what? My daughter's generation has no idea what we're talking about. What are you talking about?
Not a bit.
You know, they never went in and had to fit it in that tube tester. Oh, it works here. How come it doesn't work at home?
Remember the old line, I was 12 before I thought my name was Change the Channel.
Yes, I do. All right, two categories left here, Bob. You can have sci-fi remakes or sports and showbiz.
Well, neither one of them are the one I wanted, so let's go with sports and showbiz.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which performer has canceled his concerts for this weekend because of his heartache about what happened while he was on stage in Vegas Sunday night?
I'm going to have to pass on that one for a minute.
Which movie executive's decades of harassment were alleged by Ashley Judd and other women in a New York Times expose this week?
Weinstein.
Correct. Which classic rocker has postponed 19 tour dates, including next week's show in St. Louis, because of problems with his vertebrae?
Bob Seger.
Correct. Which sports league's championship was won this week for the 4th time in 7 years by the Minnesota Lynx?
I have no pass on that one for a minute.
Which NFL quarterback got some backlash after laughing at a female reporter's question during a news conference Wednesday?
Newton.
Cam Newton is right. Back to the one-pointer. Who was on stage Sunday when that massacre broke out in Vegas?
I forgot, but that's about it.
Jason
Aldean. There you go.
I think it's going to be a while before he gets back on stage after the trauma of that. And the Minnesota Lynx won the WNBA championship.
Got it.
Oh, incidentally, about Cam Newton, he has lost his sponsorship with the Danone Yogurt Company because they said if he doesn't respect women, which is our target audience, it's probably not a good deal for us. But, Bob, you got the 2, the 3, and the 5. That's a total of 10 points, and you are a winner as well. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Hang on. Robert will give you your choice of prizes, and I will go to our final contestant now. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm riding home with my son, River, and I want to say speedy recovery to my wife, Melissa.
Okay. One category left here, Bill. It's sci-fi remakes, because Blade Runner 2049 is opening up today. Let's see what you know about this category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Mark Wahlberg starred in the 2001 remake of Planet of the Apes, but who starred in the 1968 original?
Charlton Heston.
Correct. Which 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with a Martian plot was remade in 2012 with Colin Farrell in the lead role?
Recall?
Correct. What 1958 movie did David Cronenberg remake in 1986 with Jeff Goldblum pleading with Gina Davis, "Help me, help me"?
The Fly.
That's correct. Which H.G. Wells novel was turned into a 1953 movie starring Gene Barry and a 2005 movie starring Tom Cruise?
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds is right. For the clean sweep, what 1956 movie about pod people starring Kevin McCarthy was remade with Donald Sutherland in the lead in 1978?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot do better than that. All 15 points, the full clean sweep. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Not only will you get your choice of prizes, you'll also get the gift certificate for dinner at Candice's and the Breezy Buddy fan pillow. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. Enjoy them and have a great weekend. And thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday just after the 5 o'clock news. And if you've missed them, well, they're in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me. All right, we are, we're looking at, we've got some kind of incident on westbound Highway 70 after the Earth City Expressway that has you jammed back to Highway 270, and now we've got a vehicle fire reported westbound 70 between 94 and Zumbel because we've got a backup approaching Zumbel there. They were working with an accident northbound 170 between Midland and the Rock Road. Traffic is backed up south of Olive. You have a westbound 44 still running stop and go between Arsenal and Shrewsbury, southbound 270. It looks like they cleared that stall out of the left lane south of Manchester, but you do have some slow pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like eastbound 40 downtown is back at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thanks, Tim. I will be right back with today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here with Edwards Carpet. It's time for our Columbus Day sale. Before I get to our great offers, I need to tell you why it's important to act now. I'm glad to say business has been great. However, we're booking 3 weeks ahead already and expect to be booked up to Thanksgiving in the next few weeks. So if you're thinking of new flooring before Thanksgiving, now is the time. Carpet, wood, sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl, tile and plank, waterproof core, and more. Many items at our lowest price this year and get not 12 but 15 months interest-free financing. And on top of that, you'll pay no tax. You get it all from St. Louis's oldest locally owned flooring stores. From point of sale to completed installation, Edwards makes flooring easy. Low sale prices, 15 months interest-free financing, and pay no tax. Hurry into any of our five locations. Look for our ad in the Post-Dispatch or visit us online at edwardscarpet.com.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
A loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Floors. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account, or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you had a bad day, a stressful week? I may have the solution. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free show, heard tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's work together and try to turn every day into a Saturday. Let's get you retired. See you tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
Politicians promise good-paying jobs, but then they talk about repealing Missouri's prevailing wage law.
Prevailing wage laws protect local wages on publicly funded construction projects. This law ensures highly skilled, safety-conscious workers are on the job. job. They also ensure your tax dollars are spent wisely and get you the best value.
Hold politicians to their promise to create good-paying jobs. Contact your state elected officials and demand that they support Missouri's prevailing wage law. This message brought to you by Lesson.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. The holidays are coming, the time when family and friends get together. This year, wow them with your home's warmth and beauty, created by new window treatments from 3-Day Blinds. With so many stylish, affordable choices of blinds, shade, shutters, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds takes all the guesswork and legwork away by bringing the showroom to you. With custom window fashions to fit your taste and budget, just relax and decide in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Best of all, you're buying the smart way straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, window fashion's all we do, and for nearly 40 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Transform your home for the holiday season and lower utility bills year-round with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Right now, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. To schedule your free in-home design consultation, call 800-806-7422. That's 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422. 806-7422.
Take out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target. Run and done.
Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin with a story sent in by contributor Jeff Olson, a story from Baltimore, Maryland, where the students at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School started to smell a strange odor yesterday afternoon. Some of them began to cough, had trouble breathing. Students and staff members were evacuated from the building. The fire department was called in to check it out. EMTs had to treat several staff members and some students as well. Five of them taken to hospitals as a precautionary measure. At first, some people thought the smell was from a burned-out light bulb, but the smell kept getting stronger, which it wouldn't from a burned-out light bulb. So they brought in the hazmat team. They checked the school and found the culprit. A pumpkin spice plug-in air freshener. The kind that pushes out the aroma every few seconds. It gets into the circulation of the ventilation system, and pretty soon, you got a stinky school.
Death by pumpkin spice.
Everybody was allowed back into school today after they unplugged it. Good thing the hazmat team was there. Story number two comes from Guizhou, China, where a man was trying to get out of a hotel without paying his bill. To do that, he climbed through a window and out onto telephone wires to try to get to another building across the street. Unfortunately, he didn't get very far because he couldn't stay balanced on the thin wires. Ended up trapped between two of them, at one point swinging very close to a bunch of high-voltage power lines nearby. People on the ground spotted him dangling there, like 100 feet in the air. Okay, now here's a quick quiz for you. When people look up and see a man dangling from wires, what's the first thing they do? You're correct. They get out their phones and get video of it. One person used their phone to call the fire department, which came and got the guy down from the wires. And then they handed him over to the cops. No word on how much he owed the hotel.
Yeah, because you have to say you were skipping out on your bill. How else do you explain the whole situation?
In England, a model-turned-fashion blogger named Tracy Kiss underwent a labiaplasty, in part to remove a cyst that doctors said was caused by friction in her crotch. She blogged about it in elaborate detail and then decided to go one step further. Tracy saved some of the labia parts that were removed during the surgery and turned them into a one-of-a-kind choker, the kind you wear around your neck. She said it was a trophy for overcoming the pain the experience had caused her. During the surgery, the removed parts of her labia had turned gray, so she just covered it in glitter. Yes, that's right. Glitter-covered labia, which she now wears as a necklace. And you know that every day she can't wait until somebody asks, what's the story on that necklace? Well, let me tell you. At which point, many guys will go, that's enough. Thank you. I'm out. And then our final story today comes from Linz, Austria, where a Spanish inventor named Sergei Santon took his new device to a tech fair called the Arts Electronica Festival. The device was an intelligent sex robot named Samantha. Samantha reacts to your touch. Samantha talks. Samantha even moans.
That robot is such a Samantha.
Samantha costs about $4,000 to build. Here's the problem with Samantha. When Sergey put her on display, the men at the Ars Electronica Festival treated Samantha like barbarians, according to Sergey. They climbed on top of her, rubbing her arms and her legs and her breasts, and eventually breaking off two of her fingers. Don't even ask. Sergey says Samantha had to be packaged up and sent back to Barcelona for repairs and cleaning after she'd been left so filthy and broken by the never-ending male attention. No word on whether Harvey Weinstein was at the festival. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS, and more in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. Now a word about a great place for you to go this weekend. The legendary Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton. The place with the coldest beer in town. It's been that way for 40 years. Talk about staying power. Four decades and still coldest beer is your title. That's something. And by the way, they've got great food there, too. And not expensive. Their world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, the Fast Eddie burger, the Big Elwood, the hot chick on a stick. It's delicious and ridiculously underpriced. And this time of the year, you know, it's in the 80s now, going to be in the 70s this evening. If you go to Fast Eddie's, you can go onto their huge outdoor patio. You want to know how huge it is? Eddie bought the street next to the Bon Air so that he can have a bigger patio. That's huge now. Fast Eddie does not mess around. And they got the best in live entertainment. Some of the area's best bands play in there. If you're having a party, if you're just looking for a place to go on Sunday afternoon to watch football, if you just want to go out and have a good time with cold beer and not so expensive food, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is the place. Take the Clark Bridge over to Alton. You make a right. You look for the Fast Eddie's sign. Or you just ask anybody. Everybody in Alton knows where the place is. If you're 21 and over, you should go and find out about it for yourself, and then you can give other people's directions to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets for St. Louis FC's final regular season home game against the Richmond Kickers Saturday, October 7th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now and be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-400-1284. That's 1-800-400-1284. 1-800-400-1284.
Tootsie Rolls, donate to help the children.
For decades, you've seen them, knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. What you may not know is that every Tootsie Roll is making a profound difference in the lives of patients at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. The Knights of Columbus Developmental Center at Cardinal Glennon is a leader in early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders.
Thank you, sir.
Donate to the drive for persons with developmental disabilities in the streets the weekend of October 6th through the 8th, or online at glennon.org. And make a difference in the life of a child.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-4617. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-4617. That's 1-800-600-4617. 1-800-600-4617.
Hello, St. Louis. Well, boys, those transports keep dropping off more vehicles.
You aren't kidding. I don't think we can cram any more onto the lot.
There's only one thing we can do. Let's lower the prices again and move some more metal. Check out these savings. Cruisers from 14.1. Malibu's from 17.8. Sparks from 9,600.
Are you kidding me? Shop 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Max and Robert and Tim all here with me. Yesterday when Kent Earhart was in this chair, he was talking to a director of MoDOT about this new Hyperloop 1 proposal.
Yes.
To move you across the state of Missouri from St. Louis to Kansas City in 25 or 30 minutes.
Let's do it.
Tim,
I'm ready.
Tim, can you get from Dorset to Doherty Ferry right now in 25 minutes?
You could do it.
Not in Friday afternoon traffic, you can't.
No.
But they want to get you across the state that fast, and they would go through Columbia and stop there. And so you got St. Louis, Columbia, and Kansas City, the three biggest cities in the state that would be connected by this. Now, they're just in the early stages of this, but I'm excited by this idea. I was excited by it when Elon Musk invented the concept. How long ago? 3-4 years ago was the first time he said something about it?
Yeah.
As far as I know, Tim, maybe you know more about this than I do, it's going to be an above-ground, vacuum-driven tube, right?
Right. That's what the designs I've seen and had heard what they were talking about, yeah.
Going up to 675 or 700 miles an hour, although, as Ken pointed out, not the whole way, because it's got to accelerate and it's got to decelerate. Mm-hmm.
But it does that with the magnets. And you know what? And it's based on the principle of what the banks use to... That suction tube.
Pneumatic tube?
Yeah, yeah. When the concept first came out, that's what they were saying. It was based on that concept. And then what they were talking about yesterday is, I guess, to accelerate and stop. I mean, it's going to be used. You got the vacuum, and then you've got magnets.
Yeah, but it's going to have to accelerate and stop, and here's why. You ever do that at the drive-thru at the bank? You put it in the tube. You put your check in there that you want to cash. You put it in. You push the button. The thing comes down, and immediately goes, and it's going at top speed from the moment that door closes.
Right.
That's okay for a couple of pieces of paper. But I don't know about you. I don't want to go from 0 to 700 miles an hour and... I would be happy to be going that speed in the middle of the state, or from St. Louis. I don't know. How far out do you have to go? Maybe if you're from downtown St. Louis, maybe it takes to get to the inner loop before you're up at 700 miles an hour. But it can't be immediate, can it?
No. You know, the only way they could do that is kind of like Mr. Freeze, where they've got the catapult. But I think what it does, I think what it does is it just... You get in it, and then the magnets, whatever they do to the magnets, it starts and it just develops speed. But I think once it gets going, whoosh, I've done some reading and watched some documentaries on it and that's kind of what I think it is. But so it's not like boom, instantly, and then stop, you know.
My wife and I took a bucket list trip to Italy about 3 years ago, and while we were there, we went to Rome and Florence and Bologna. Each of these cities is 90 minutes apart on their high-speed train, which goes between 120 and 150 miles an hour. That was the fastest I'd ever been in public transportation, other than in a plane, which goes at 400 miles an hour or more. And I got to tell you, when it gets up to that speed, and of course they have the number on the wall, because that's, you know, you want to be impressed. You want to actually know how fast are we? 115, 116, 118, 120. And it goes there. You don't feel it.
Right.
I mean, if you look out the window at the in the distance, everything kind of looks the same.
Yep.
Don't look up close, though.
Oh, no.
Because everything's really blurry. So if it's that blurry at 150, imagine what it is at 650 miles an hour to get across the state. But I want to go, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's going to take me 40 minutes to commute to the train, but then once I'm on the train, 20 minutes to get to
this. No kidding.
Well, you know what that's like? That's like going to the airport to get to Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I could drive it in 5 hours, but I have to leave my house 2 hours early.
Yep.
I got to get to the airport.
Go through security.
Go through the security. Yep. I got to get on the plane. I got to fly. The flight in the air is only 45 minutes, but you got the tarmac time at one end, the tarmac time at the other end. And then you're at the airport. You're in Midway, and you got to get from there to downtown Chicago. Okay, you shaved maybe an hour off your time.
Maybe.
And cost you a lot more money and a lot more hassle. I'm with you. It'll be the same thing if it's downtown to downtown, which I assume it would have to be. But it can't be above ground from downtown.
That's what they're saying.
Where? What route would it take in there, though? That wouldn't make any sense.
You're not
maybe the tube floats? I don't know.
The tube floats on what?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's not like they shoot it up in the air and then it comes down.
Well, I was still picturing Mr. Freeze, like Tim said. It's like an arch.
No.
Like a giant arch.
No.
That would be cool.
That'd
be a lot of fun.
Well, that's the other Elon Musk idea that he reinforced again a couple of weeks ago. This is the guy behind SpaceX and Tesla and Solar City and one of the most innovative guys of our time. He wants to have intercontinental travel where you go up through space and then come back down.
Oh.
Los Angeles to London in, what do you say,
32 minutes.
32 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this. They've been trying to get a train like this from San Francisco to Los Angeles for, I can't even remember how long.
Well, no, actually, it's not a train like this. They've been trying to put in a high-speed train.
Okay.
And there's also a high-speed train that has been supposedly in the works, and I've talked to one of the guys from the regional authority in charge of this, that was supposed to go from, I believe, Alton, Illinois, to a suburb of Chicago.
Okay.
With the top track speed of somewhere around 100 to 110 miles an hour.
Okay, so nowhere near the Hyperloop.
Right.
Idea.
This is 5 to 6 times as fast. Now, if I owned land adjacent to I-70 right now, I would be thinking this could be a windfall for me, because they're going to have to buy the land from somebody. On the other hand,
eminent domain
might kick in. Although they have to give you fair value for your land. Of course, what they call fair value may not be what you call fair value. But most of 70 is a straight shot from here.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it might wind a little bit.
Did you guys see the design? How they had it so it's going to go from. And I guess they have to do this, you know, for the reasons. But when it's in the city, I guess it's going to be a big loop where it goes around. Then it goes to Columbia, and you've got one route that goes north of Columbia and right around it, and then it comes back. So it's like 270 around Columbia. It looks, when they showed the map, looks like 270 around St. Louis. It's just a big loop.
Yeah, and there's a loop at the other end of Kansas City as well.
Right.
Now, I heard somebody in this radio station complaining, why would I want to go to Kansas City?
I read his Facebook post.
I don't want to mention any names, Josh Gilbert, but
yeah,
that's a ridiculous thing to say. You know, well, let's stop progress because Josh doesn't want to go.
I think that's how a lot of his life is, honestly. Stop progress because I don't want to.
We could send him there in the Hyperloop.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Guess who's our first test subject? Yeah. He doesn't want to go, but he's going. I think it would just be cool because if we can prove it, and Missouri is a great state to prove it because we're the show me state. We're going to show you all how this can work. And part of the great part of this is we are a state that does have major metropolitan areas, but also a lot of open space.
Kent also said it yesterday. You could commute to work from Kansas City.
That's right.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Like, I didn't even think about it,
but you could live in St. Louis, get a job in Kansas City.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It also could allow Mizzou students to come home with their laundry a lot more often.
Yeah.
You know?
Mom, wonderful thought.
Mom, I want to come home with my laundry. It's 2 hours each way. But no, I could be there in 12.7 minutes.
Yeah, right. Now, the cost will be the question.
You can
right?
go see yeah,
that was thinking
game.
The same thing.
Yeah, it's cost. The cost. Well, yeah. How much is it going to run you to go from St. Louis to Kansas City?
That is going to be the big
like an
thing.
Airline ticket, right?
Well, at the beginning, it's going to be prohibitively expensive, just like anything. If you were to buy the first mobile phone, it was prohibitively expensive. Now you can buy one and put it in your pocket, and lots of people can afford it.
And it's only $1,000.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's true. But you mentioned something interesting there. You could go see a Chiefs game.
Yeah.
You know what that means? That means the Kansas City Chiefs could be St. Louis fans' local club.
Absolutely. Half an hour away, why not?
Our local NFL team is just a half hour away. Instead of having the train, you just get in the tube.
Yeah.
And you get there.
Faster than the Metrolink, probably.
Now, this is not something that's going to be going on and being built anytime soon. They've got to raise the money. They're starting out with $1.5 million that they have to secure in private funding just to do a feasibility study. Hmm. When you're only at the point where you're raising money for the study, nobody really has to worry about the eminent domain question now, quite yet.
Who would be against this idea?
Josh.
Everyone that I've spoken to, except for Josh, has been all about it. So what would be an argument against
that? Well, I would guess that intercity train and bus operations would not want to have something that could do it in less than 30 minutes when it takes them 4 hours to go across the state. I would wonder whether they could take freight on this.
They can. That was Josh's question, actually. Okay. Freight would be involved.
Well, now you've got interstate trucking. Sure. That isn't going to be interested in this.
Makes sense.
Although in 10, 15 years, that's a business that's going to be on hard times anyway, because it's going to turn robotic. We're going to have autonomous trucks driving across the state.
It's like Blade Runner all over again.
You're telling me we're going to be the dystopian state?
We already
I don't
are.
Know. Have you seen the have you current looked weather? Have you seen the things happening in our world right now? Hopefully not.
I don't think that the Hyperloop is going to change any of that, but it would get you there faster. And remember, if we can prove it going east to west and west to east, eventually you get another one that goes south to north. And now you got an easy way, because one of the great things about St. Louis is we're 4 to 5 hours away from other really good cities. Kansas City, Chicago, Indianapolis, Memphis.
Really is
Tulsa.
The center of the country.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be the hub.
It's almost like we're in the Midwest.
Yeah. You know,
we really would be the gateway to the West.
This city, or at least to the Midwest. This city once was a hub until Carl Icahn came along.
Right.
So here's what I don't want to hear, that Carl Icahn is investing in Hyperloop 1.
Yeah, right.
That if that's the case, good. I'm out. So we'll keep our eye on that. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Tim. I saw this story from the Associated Press this week. A study done by AAA says that the more car makers put into the electronic dashboard, particularly in the middle, not the speedometer, et cetera, but in the middle, the entertainment, the navigation, all that stuff that goes where your plain old car radio used to go, the more they put in there, the worse distracted driving is becoming.
Interesting you talk about that. I watched two different news stories on that, and they showed a guy that was driving a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And now, have you seen the Tesla? I mean, there's nothing in there but a screen.
Yeah.
And he showed about how to program this, and they showed, okay, just by doing this, it took at this speed, it took 4 seconds to do it, and that's traveling 4 football fields,
yeah.
Like the 4 football fields.
Yeah.
So as if we don't have enough distractions now, and now they're doing the studies on what's in the car, do the studies also of the other stuff in your hand, you know?
That's right. Well, people who normally would be using their phones are using these screens, but, you know, the navigation part of it. I had to go to New York to take care of some business for my mom a couple of months ago. And when I was there, I rented a car, and it was a Nissan, either an Altima or a Maxima. I can't remember which. And I get in the rental car, and it used to be that I could get in a rental car, quickly figure out where are the wipers and the lights, and be on my way.
Right.
Adjust the mirrors, and I'm on my way. Well, I get in this car, and I start going. And that screen thing in the middle you can't operate it when you're in motion.
No.
Which means I couldn't tune to a radio station. It was hard enough to just find the screen for the station that I wanted to listen to while I was driving. I had to pull over to the side of the road to choose a radio station.
Wow.
Now that's now see, I didn't know that. Now my wife has a Toyota Highlander, and it's got this screen in the middle of it, and it is, I can't do it while I'm driving, and I don't think about it before. But at night, it is so bright, it is such a distraction.
Yeah.
So when she's in the car, but there are certain things you cannot do while the car is moving. Also,
yeah.
But you can change radio to satellite and different things like that. But you can't like program the time or your phone or anything else into it.
No, you couldn't do any of this. And if I needed navigation to get to where it was, they don't want you to do it while you're driving. So now you got to pull over, and then you got to figure out, well, which screen is it? I got to go through this and that and the other one. It was more of a pain. You know, going more high tech is supposed to make your life easier.
No, uh-uh.
Not in this case.
No.
And this study says that because some of these vehicles now have as many as 50 buttons on the steering wheel and dashboard, each of which is multifunctional.
I think this is in the in-between awkward stage before voice commands take over everything. And you'll just be able to say, open maps, get me to Westport Plaza, stuff like that.
I can do that with my phone now.
Sure, but I mean, for the car tech, for some reason they're not doing that. It's hit this button 50 times, which I don't understand.
Right. Hit this button, scroll to that button, mm-hmm. go to the next screen, input information. It's ridiculous. So they think they're making it better, but they're not. And they're making it more dangerous because more and more people, you know, what you would think would be an easy 2 or 3 second thing is taking longer than that.
I agree. Paul, what you said, I've been saying all along here, and I'm glad to hear you say it, is that it is making it more dangerous. And I've been saying that all along. The more stuff they're cramming into this to give to the driver, the more dangerous this is becoming.
Right. The only thing that should be distracting you while you're in the car is my voice.
There's a good plug. I like
that. Have a great weekend. On behalf of Tim and Max and Robert and all of us who work on the Friday edition of this show, I'm Paul Harris. And as always, I thank you for listening.
Meet me.
All right. Traffic, for the most part, has wound down nicely. We've gotten rid of that accident northbound 170 before the Rock Road. We've gotten rid of that vehicle fire and the incident that was going on westbound 70 at 141 and at 94. The only slowdowns, eastbound Highway 4064 from McKnight through Hanley, westbound 4064, a little heavy from Hampton through McCausland, and then from Winghaven out through Highway 70. Over in Illinois, you have that road work that's going on, and there's some delays on westbound 64 west of Route 4 through Highway 50, and then eastbound Highway 270, thinning out but still a little bit slow from Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible turns traffic into an escape. Mysteries, sci-fi, bestsellers, and motivation audiobooks. Ride with Audible and transform your commute. Start a 30-day trial, and your first one's free. Go to Audible.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Come on down to Edwards, Carpet Stores.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here with Edwards Carpet. It's time for our Columbus Day sale. Before I get to our great offers, I need to tell you why it's important to act now. I'm glad to say business has been great. However, we're booking 3 weeks ahead already and expect to be booked up to Thanksgiving in the next few weeks. So if you're thinking of new flooring before Thanksgiving, now is the time. Carpet, wood, sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl tile and plank, waterproof core, and more. Many items at our lowest price this year, and get not 12 but 15 months interest-free financing. And on top of of that, you'll pay no tax. You get it all from St. Louis's oldest locally owned flooring stores. From point of sale to completed installation, Edwards makes flooring easy. Low sale prices, 15 months interest-free financing, and pay no tax. Hurry into any of our five locations. Look for our ad in the Post-Dispatch or visit us online at edwardscarpet.com.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered, too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now. And tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
New on your hour-long Fox News at 6.
The city of St. Louis feeling the financial effects of ongoing protests. We'll tell you how much money they owe and what will be cut to try and pay off the debt.
Plus, the outpouring of support for a family that lost a child and all their belongings in a fire earlier this week.
And a country singer's emotional tribute to the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting.
Those places that I stood, it was carnage. And those were my people.
But first on Fox, overtime money to pay St. Louis City police officers working protest is accumulating fast.
We're talking millions of dollars now owed to the officers, and there is no plan on where that money is going to come from. Fox News' Vic Faust has more on the city's